producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're in Austin. Of course, early in the program, we talked to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We talked to Lionel about the rules of engagement, one aspect of the lawlessness that we see, the lack of respect for the Constitution. Of course, we just finished talking to Joe Wolverton from the New American about the UN Arms Trade Treaty. Brings up tremendous questions about what the real law of the land is. Are we going to allow these people, under the pretense of following the law, to do whatever they please? And essentially, I believe that's what the UN Arms Treaty represents. We've had John Kerry sign it, but we haven't had the Senate ratify it. So it isn't even a real treaty as far as the American people go. But it is a very dangerous piece of legislation that is full-spectrum gun control. They may try to enforce it. Obama has said that he's going to go through with his climate change agenda, whether or not the Republicans like it. He has absolutely nothing but contempt for our legislative process, for Congress. And, of course, Congress is aiding and abetting that by being passive. We know that John Boehner, Mitch McConnell have no problem with this kind of dictatorial power. They would like to see the Republicans in control of the levers of power. So they're helping to create this monolithic megastate, hoping that they're going to have the levers one day. But we're also going to be talking to Jerome Corsi at the bottom of the hour about the very executive order that many people have said Obama ought to clearly be impeached for. You know, he said, "I changed the law for you," when he's talking to some demonstrators. Then tried to walk that back. He said, "Oh, I was just speaking colloquially. I didn't really mean I'd literally change the law." No, he really did, except that he didn't sign even his executive order. Jerome Corsi looked at the executive order, and he realized that it's never been filed with the archivists. It was never signed. He's verified that. That's up on the Drudge Report today. We're going to be talking to him at the bottom of the hour about his research. Of course, we've got a dictator who doesn't even bother to sign his executive orders, but there may be more to it than that. I want to go back to your calls. We were just talking about gun control, full-spectrum gun control, coming after not only the rights to own guns, but also coming after the guns, coming after the ammunition, coming after the parts, full registration, and then saying the UN reserves the right to come in as peacekeepers and take those guns away from you. I want to go to Rich in Oregon. You said you wanted to talk about guns, Rich? Go ahead.
Hey, David. How are you today?
Doing fine. What's on your mind?
My question is to you. Actually, I have two questions. First of all, doesn't it say when the government in our Constitution becomes lawless that the people of the Americans, we do not follow the laws anymore as to what the government is breaking. Am I correct? Am I right?
Yes,
wrong?
Yes. And I think there are a number of ways that haven't been tried legally and peacefully. That's why I'm concerned about people who want to immediately go out and take direct action. We see how people have reacted to the looters in Ferguson. Attaching that, even when they attach it to something that some people might support, an excessive case of police brutality or force, they still don't support that because they don't understand what the problems are there. I think there's a lot more education needs to be done. I want to see people standing up in juries and nullifying laws. That only takes one person to do that in a jury. If I don't see people doing that in juries, I don't think they're going to have my six if I want to come out and start using force. I want to see people at the state level, sheriffs, state legislators. I want to see them using the powers of nullification. Joe Wolverton has talked quite a bit about that at the New American, talking about nullification. That is a rightful remedy, and we need to have some kind of – we need to have faithful people, people who are faithful to the principles this country was built upon, to be leaders, to have some kind of a power structure in there. Hang on. We've got to come up to a break. I don't want to cut you off. We'll let you have a chance to respond. So hold on the phone there, Rich in Oregon. We'll be right back with your calls, and we're going to have Jerome Corsi at the bottom of the hour talking about about the contempt that Obama has for our rule of law, not even bothering to sign his own dictates or file them. We'll be right back.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Lonely Sea. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We were just taking some calls in the last segment, and we ran out of time. We had Rich from Oregon talking about gun control. Of course, in the last hour, we were talking to Joe Wolverton from the New American about the UN declaring that they're going to put into effect their arms trade treaty on December the 24th. Now, there's a lot of countries that have signed on to that treaty. Actually, the U.S. hasn't. Only our Secretary of State has signed it. That's not the way you ratify a treaty, and you can't ratify a treaty that conflicts with our guaranteed constitutional rights. But they do a lot of things under cover of law. A lot of things illegally we've seen our government do and get away with it, because we've got a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that are complicit in this. And of course, we're going to be talking at the bottom of the hour to Jerome Corsi about Obama's recent executive order bypassing Congress. As he said, he changed the law, and that's what he meant, and that's what he really did. He did change the law, but he didn't even bother to sign his executive order. Jerome Corsi reported on that on WND, and of course, Drudge Report picked it up. We're going to talk to Jerome Corsi at the bottom of the hour, but right now, I want to go back to Rich in Oregon. Rich, we didn't have time for you to come back and finish your thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, the only thing I was thinking about, David, is, first of all, with the UN treaty, I don't know anything about the UN being part of the United States, except that they like to be, I guess. I'm a U.S. citizen born and raised here. However, I'm somebody that will not comply with anything such as gun control. I just feel that it's an infringement upon my rights. Number one, I know I'm not the only one that stands alone on that thought. Also, two, how are they going to enforce that when over 200 million Americans are armed? Also, even when the police are out of control like that, I mean, you know what? You never know if you're going to get shot when you get stopped or if you're going to jail and you've never done nothing in your life. Wrong.
Well, I understand, you know? But I think, Rich, the dangerous thing is they've gotten a lot more subtle and clever about the way they're approaching it, and that is they're focusing on ammunition. We've seen this with the massive purchases out of the civilian market with DHS. We've seen it with the dry up of the recycled brass out of the military. We've seen it with the lead bans. So that's what they're working on. They're working on I don't know if they'll be able. I don't think they're going to be able to push something like the UN Arms Trade Treaty through because it's too much at once. But they're coming at it from a process of infringement. Our founders understood that they would not move against us all at once. They would typically come a little bit at a time. But who knows? They may get bold enough that they may try to just go for the whole enchilada all at once. We'll see. I hope they don't do that because that's a lot of people's line in the sand. Thank you so much, Rich in Oregon. Let's go to Aaron in Alaska. I think it's Alaska, right? You wanted to talk about the treaty?
Yeah, it's actually Omaha. But
Oh, okay.
Okay. Great talking to you, David. I just want to say that when my dad was my age, he was able to buy a fully automatic AK-47 with a 100-round clip. I mean, you're exactly right when they say that they're subtle. They are slowly coming at us. And the last caller mentioned, we have a lot of armed citizens. Well, I mean, it's just it's going to be piece by piece like it has been. And You just said a lot of people's line in the sand a week ago when Alex was asking the question, was that this treaty going through? And a lot of people don't believe that Agenda 21 isn't real. The main critics, because it's not a ratified, signed, voted on law. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they don't need that these days.
No, actually, Agenda 21 is just that. It's an agenda. What they do is they come up with these goals and processes, and then they rely on a RAND Corporation process to enact that at the local level. And it actually even manipulate people. That's part of the RAND process, to manipulate the local population to believe that they actually had input on this, that this was actually their idea, that they signed onto it. And yet it's the same agenda that's being replicated in all these different areas. So it's a very subtle thing. And we're seeing this, of course, with the gun control. It's also a very subtle, very gradual thing. It's very concerning, and people need to go back. And as Joe Wolverton was talking about, they need to understand their foundations. They need to understand why this is there. They need to understand the basis of our rights, that our rights are not granted by government. Government grants privileges. It doesn't grant us rights. We have rights as human beings, as creatures of our God. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, it's something that really resonates with people when you explain it to them. But, of course, they're getting exactly the opposite information in the government schools. That's why the government puts itself in control of education, puts itself in control of the schools. Thank you so much, Aaron. Let's go to Doug in Ohio. Doug, you said you had a nonviolent solution?
Absolutely. Hi, David. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you.
I want to say thanks for you guys doing the great reporting you do and putting yourselves in jeopardy for all the things that could go wrong being an employee of Alex Jones, because he's one of the greatest people ever. But,
I'll tell you what.
Things.
One of the things you need to understand is that we are all in jeopardy. Okay? Everybody needs to understand they're being spied on. I mean, we know we're being spied on, but everybody needs to understand that. When they understand that it isn't black versus white, it isn't urban versus rural, that's when things are going to change, when people come together and realize this is a broad-based attack by a few people on the vast majority of us who just really want to live our lives and be left alone. But go ahead. You want to talk about the nonviolent solution?
Yeah. And also I had a couple other things on the guns too, but the nonviolent solution, you know, I'm an electrician and I do a lot of driving, and you know, I'm driving down the road, daydreaming. I said, hey, what is the most powerful industry in the United States besides government? Trucking,
right.
The trucking, and it's still ran by the people. My thing of it is we should be advertising, promoting. We need to get the truckers on board. They're going to shut this country down. We're in deep, deep trouble. Talk is over.
Let me tell you, as a trucker, you've got something on coming up in just, I would say, within the next 5 years, definitely within the next 10 years. They're going to go to self-driving cars, and trucks are going to be one of the first places they're going to do it. It's going to be decimating to everybody that's in the transportation industry. I mean, part of this fight that's going on with Uber and the taxi companies, I understand that for the longest time, taxi companies have used government control to shut out their competition. They used it to shut down jitney services at the very beginning of the existence of automobiles. They put minority businesses, minority taxi companies, independent companies are called jitney taxis. They put them out of business, even though they didn't want to go to those areas because of the violence in those areas. You had small entrepreneurs who were black, for example, that would go into those areas, that would take the risk. They wanted to serve those areas, but they outlawed it using the taxi system. Now you've got this fight with Uber and the taxi companies, and you've got a lot of local governments that are pushing back against Uber. And I see a lot of conservatives and libertarians taking the side of Uber, not understanding where this is eventually going to go. They're not just going to put out the taxi companies. Uber has said they want to get rid of their own drivers. They're looking for drivers right now, but he has gone on record saying, you know what makes our service expensive, what makes taxis expensive? It's that other dude in the car. Once we get rid of him, we become cheap. And we become so cheap that we make private ownership of cars go away. So it's not just your right to protect yourself, but it's your right to be able to move without government control, government monitoring of your computer-controlled car. And I think that's something that's very concerning. But, of course, it's going to hit people in the transportation industry like you the hardest, the earliest.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not a trucker. I am an electrician.
Okay. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay. But my thing of it is we need to Google bomb. We need to be on the CBs. We need to be in the truck stops. We need to be advertising InfoWars on their media sites where the truckers go all the time. We need to get the truckers involved because, look, this country is going to be shut down. It's inevitable. I say let's shut it down on our terms, David.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
well, I agree.
Truckers can shut this country down. We can bankrupt all these criminal corporate thieves, and we can tell our government, we run this country, not you, and we can put them in fear. And I just don't know. That's what I'm thinking. And I could be right or wrong, but as of right now, it's the only industry in the U.S. that is ran by the people that has that much power. Actually, more power than two country standing armies, I believe, the trucking industry has.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my point on that. Also, I wanted to say that because I called in one other time. I've not called in 15 years. I've been listening forever. And I called in and I got 20 seconds and I went over the Drudge Report. And I just want to say, and I need you guys, your reporters back there, to go to the, it's called the Competitive Enterprise Institute, or you can Google how Matt Drudge and other Obamacare victims can escape the Liberty Tax. And if you read that article and you scroll down under the Obamacare guidelines, it exempts for what they call health care sharing ministries, which are exempt from Obamacare, and if you get insurance through them, you don't have to pay the fine.
Yes, Samaritan Ministries is one, Medicare, Medishare, or something like this, another one. Those are Christian ministries, and you can opt out taking the option of doing it on a religious basis, and those are great ministries. We belong to Samaritan Ministries. They essentially are helping each other by sending their premiums directly to the person who has a need each month. You pay a small annual, and it is a small annual fee to handle the administrative stuff of it. But most of your money is going directly to people that you know what their problem is. You can send them money. They tell you what their problem is so you can pray for them. It's a great ministry, and it also gets you out of this Obamacare situation. Did you want to say anything else about that?
I just wanted you guys to report on that. That's all. Just cover it and maybe explain it to people so maybe they could go there and avoid this, because I'm a business owner too. But also, I got a question and then I got a statement. One, the 22 ammo, it was like impossible to get. Now 22 mags are impossible to get. You can get the 22 longs, you know, so you can go in your backyard and play around. I want to know why are you can get any, you can get the 223s, the 5.5, that, you know, you can get all the ammo, but 22.
We're almost out of time.
I don't
make it quick.
Understand why.
Why you were seeing shortages and certain things like that? Yeah, well, I don't know, except that I know they understand that they need to take away our ammunition. We're going to be right back. More of your calls. We're going to have Jerome Corsi at the bottom of the hour. Thank you so much, Doug. He's going to talk about Obama not signing his orders.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years. Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
What disaster is so powerful, it unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts, high-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping, 30% off Supermel Vitality, 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. In this next segment, we're going to try to get to as many callers as we can. And then joining us at the bottom of the hour is Dr. Jerome Corsi, writer for WND. And, of course, he has discovered that Obama did not sign his executive order. We're going to talk to him about what's behind that. But right now, I want to go back to your calls. Let's go to Dean in Florida. You had a comment about the executive order that we're going to be talking about in the next segment. Go ahead.
Yes. How you doing, Dave?
Doing good.
Yeah, I actually have a couple of points, but addressing the executive order, what it seems to me from what I understand about government and having, you know, lived 51 years, I really think that it's obviously not Obama who's doing this all on his own. I think it's important to recognize this is a conspiracy between all three branches of the government.
Oh, yes. They could easily stop him.
What's going on here is the House and the Senate and the President are all bought and paid for, and mm-hmm. they are doing the will of those who we do not see. I mean, the invisible or shadow type of government.
Yes.
So we're really an oligarchy. We're not what we appear to be, and it's quite unfortunate.
Let me interrupt you for a second there and say I teased the interview last night. We're going to air it in full on Monday night. But I talked to Greg Morris, who's somebody that was involved with the SNL scandals from the very beginning. And he's made this exact point. He's done a lot of detailed research, just as Dr. Corsi has on this executive order. He's done a lot of detailed research on exactly what happened and what created this mortgage crisis that we experienced beginning in 2008. He's come up with some very specific documented claims. He's filed RICO statutes. He also explains in this interview how this is the largest case of tax evasion and security fraud we have ever seen in this country. And he has a freeway if you want to stand up and be counted. You know, as we said earlier when we were talking to Lionel, people who get frustrated, sometimes they just get even more frustrated if they don't have a goal, if they don't have a course of action, if they just show up to protest. He's got something to put it right in their face, to expose this to the public. If we get enough signatures behind the 15,000 pages of documents that he's produced to produce this and have some hearings and congressional hearings on this. Anyway, you need to listen to that interview. I won't plug that anymore, but go back to your point that you were making about this being a full spectrum process.
Well, it was actually one of four quick points. So mm-hmm. I'll do this as fast as I can. It's quite obvious. That what's going on here is absolutely it's a conspiracy, and these congressmen. It doesn't matter who you vote for anymore. You can vote for any of these people. All of these people are doing and are going to do the bidding of those who truly control everything.
And look the other way. Yes.
Yeah. And the other, if I could go on to two other points real quick.
Sure.
Okay?
Go ahead quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I also wanted to say that. One of the things that's very important for us to do and important for all the radio talk show hosts to do that are truly liberty-minded is it's very important for us to publicly call on all law enforcement agencies to obey the Constitution of the United States as put forth by the founders and to absolutely disregard, no matter what they're told, disregard any illegal orders that they are given,
mm-hmm. Yes.
even if it costs them their job. And
we just had a story a couple of days ago about officers in Normal, Illinois, several officers filing lawsuits saying that they've been given quotas, not only just for things like traffic tickets, but given felony quotas that they needed to file against people. And they said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to make up charges against people just to meet your quotas to show that we're accomplishing something. So they filed these rank-and-file officers have filed a lawsuit against their own police department. We need more people like that. And I think it's important to make that call out there to support people when they do the right thing. Go ahead.
Yes. And, yeah, that's extremely important. And, as we see, police are, law enforcement's getting very, very tough on the population. And they really, obviously, they really need to be getting tough on the ones who are really doing wrong, which they're not going to do, which is the people on the top. The last point I wanted to make real quickly was in regards to reporting on protests, especially Ferguson and of course...
Murray, we're just about out of time. Yep, Murray.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to say was it's important to note that that's what's being shown. When you see vandalism and stuff like that,
yes.
This may not be protest. This could
yes,
vary.
Absolutely. And, of course, it turned the other way when it was vandalism because somebody was excited or upset about a sporting event. We're going to be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of Infowars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts, high-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy 4, get 1 free. With your purchase of 1 bottle of DNA Force, you get 2 free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We have joining us now Dr. Jerome Corsi. But before I go to him, I want to let you know that we have the Cyber Week specials at our site today. Been going all week. I don't know how much longer these are going to last. We have free shipping store-wide. We have 30% off of all super male and super female products. We have 20% off of Silver Bullet, and of course, that's in limited supply. Once it's out, it's going to take us probably another 6 weeks to get that back, and a special, if you get four Silver Bullets, you get one free. So that's 20% off plus free shipping. And of course, we've got a special that's our annual Christmas special on Prison Planet membership. Normally $59.99, now it's $29.95, 7 months for free. That's only $2.50 a month. You can share it with up to 20 other friends now, not just a dozen, but 20 other friends. And that's something that supports our operation. That's where I normally hang out, is in the nightly news. And that will, of course, be delivered to your home for free if you get that on the Internet. And it will let you every weeknight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, get the news as it's breaking instead of waiting for it to be posted later on. And, of course, you will have access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. Is this an info war? The best way you can wake people up, I think, is with these documentaries. And, of course, keeping them awake as to what's happening on a nightly basis with the news. Now, going to Dr. Corsi. Of course, he is a senior staff writer for WorldNet Daily, WND. He's also an investigative reporter. Emphasis on the investigative part, because he went down and looked at the actual executive order to see if it was filed, to see if it was signed. Guess what? It wasn't. What's behind that? Does Obama have so much contempt for the process that he doesn't even bother to sign his edicts anymore? Or is there something else there? Is he trying to distance himself from something that is impeachable? I want to get Dr. Corsi's take on that. Dr. Corsi, thank you for joining us.
A great pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
Now, this is a very interesting case, and is picked up by the Drudge Report. You've been a couple of days with this, and you verified with the National Archives librarian, Jeffrey Hartley, that, yes, there has been no documentation filed about this executive order. Tell everybody about that.
Well, it started, I got tipped off by a good friend on Wall Street who called me up yesterday very early in the day and said, you know, he couldn't find the executive order that Barack Obama signed implementing the speech on November 20th when Obama addressed the nation and said he was going to recommend this deferred prosecution for the basically the illegal immigrant kids who have come into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep families together, basically. And I said, well, let me look for it. I started looking around. I said, well, you know, I can't find it either. So about halfway through the day, I realized that there was some sleight of hand being played here by the White House, because what Obama had done was give the impression, and the White House gave the impression. I mean, I'm getting the press releases from the White House, the pool reports. I'm looking through those. The general impression is that there's going to be an Obama executive order signed. Obama flies on the 21st to Vegas in the airplane. He signs two executive orders on immigration.
Wow.
And pool reporters are allowed to watch this, but no print reporters or reporters that would ask questions are allowed into the compartment in the Air Force One where President Obama is making the signatures. And so everybody just assumed that those were the executive orders implementing the deferred prosecution to allow these 5 million work authorization visas to be given to the parents of the Dreamers.
Yeah, that's what everybody was talking about. It's like a massive expansion of the Dreamer Act.
Right.
Everybody was talking about that. Everybody's saying he signed this executive order, and he's going back and forth saying that. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because the two he signed had nothing to do with this. It had one was created a task force to study new immigrants coming in the United States, and the other said the secretaries of state and the secretaries of DHS should get together and find ways to save money and make more efficient the issuing of immigrant, non-immigrant visas. So neither one, and I found both of those in the, you know, presidential executive orders on the White House website filed appropriately. And I found the only implementing order had been the a memo written by the Department of Human Services, Jay Johnson, head, that was a memo instructing that they were going to do deferred prosecution on this class of, you know, of Dreamer parents for 3 years, only 3 years.
Hmm.
And there was nothing else that did it. So I began really searching around and realized then that Johnson had signed this memo but had not filed it in the Federal Register, which is another problem because federal agencies making rules, new rules, they're supposed to file them for comment in the Federal Register. So kind of the final couple steps I took were I contacted the Attorney General's office in Texas, Greg Abbott's office, because they had led the suit of 17 states filing against the Department of Homeland, against the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And I decided I better figure out what that was about. Mm-hmm. And Abbott said, well, you know, they too had concluded there was no executive order. It was all based on a memo that Johnson signed on his own authority. So we then contacted the National Archives, and the National Archives confirmed that they too couldn't find an executive order. So this was all sleight of hand. This was,
as you point out, head fake, question mark. Obama never signed an amnesty order. It's a head fake, like his swearing to uphold the Constitution was a head fake, right?
Well, you know, I think I've got another piece coming out shortly that tries to put this all together, but I think that the Obama people realized at the White House that they did not have the authority. Finally, they figured it out. As Obama has been saying for years, to change the law, which is what he wanted to do. So he kind of shuffled it off to Jay Johnson and said, you change the law, and I'll make like I'm changing the law.
This is unbelievable. Here's a guy who, as we pointed out many times, he said 22 times, I'm not a dictator. I can't just arbitrarily change the law. Then he says, I changed the law. He talks about his executive amnesty that he's done. And then when he's heckled by people who wanted him to do more, he says, hey, I changed the law for y'all. Well, and then he comes back and says this colloquial speech, and yet he didn't even bother to sign or file any of this stuff. It was all a head fake, right?
And so, you know, I think there's some serious legal ramifications of this, which is what I'm writing about today. But, I mean, first of all, in the context, when I wrote the Obama Nation, it was 2008 about Obama, I said he was, you know, never experienced as an executive. He's a radical leftist, Saul Alinsky trained, you know, community organizer, and he'll tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And I think we're now living in the Gruber era after Jonathan Gruber, our MIT professor, has, you know, come out and blathered about how much smarter he is than all the rest of us. And he's so smart that he can pull off lying to us for our own good.
Yeah, we need to change his name and make it a verb. We say we Grubered the data, we tortured it in a purpose to lie and to deceive. And I guess we could say that Obama Grubered his executive order.
Obama Grubered amnesty. It's a story. Obama Gruber, he didn't do any executive order. All just a big head fake. I mean, thanks everybody for listening to the November 20th speech from the East Room of the Oval Office. Nice big central hall behind them. It was really an impressive facade, you know.
This is amazing. Now, they said at the Texas Attorney General's office, Governor-elect Greg Abbott said they were aware of this. I mean, what's the implication of this for the lawsuit that they filed?
It's got some pretty serious implications. I mean, one of the implications are that Jay Johnson's out there on his own. And if anybody's going to get criminally prosecuted for spending money that wasn't authorized, you know, it'll be Jay Johnson now, and Obama can say, well, you know, I don't know what he did. He did whatever he wanted to do. I didn't tell him to do that.
Jay Johnson changed the law. I didn't change the law. Jay Johnson. I didn't build it. He did it. He did it.
It's the same thing Obama is saying about Lois Lerner.
Yeah. You
know, Obama gave speech after speech after speech saying how we got a Tea Party and, you know, Citizens United, and they're taking advantage of the tax deferred. And Lois Lerner says, well, I'll fix that. I'll make sure none of them get through.
Yeah.
So she creates an enemies list and starts discriminating, which is against the law, against political applications on political basis for tax-deferred status. Well, here, again, Obama gives out the message, this big speech, November 20th, and Jay Johnson says, don't worry about that, Mr. President. You don't have to sign anything. I'll go ahead and do an executive order for you. You don't have to do an executive order. I'll do a memo. And so, I mean, the next thing we're going to do is Obama will say, I'm going to give you an executive order, not sign one, put it in the drawer and say, I'll tell you what it means later on.
Well, you know, this is very troubling on a lot of different issues, because we really have hit into this Alice in Wonderland government that we've got here. Even my previous guest, Joe Wolverton, talking about the UN Arms Trade Treaty, they're saying they're going to declare that that's effective on December 24th. Now, we haven't ratified that in the Senate, and yet we've had John Kerry, Secretary of State, sign the UNATT, and of course it brings up a lot of questions about really what they're doing under color of law, things that they don't have legal authority to do, that they're just completely bypassing Congress, having department heads or having bureaucracies take action, and then knowing that the Department of Justice has got their back if anybody comes after them for criminal operations, like we see with the IRS.
Well, exactly. I mean, the thing that really amazed me about the immigration, you know, the non-executive order, executive order, was that the White House took so many pains to, you know, to cover this. First of all, we go back very carefully. They only said executive action, which means just, you know, a policy statement, not executive order. But nobody picked that up, especially when Obama flew the next day to Las Vegas and made this big deal of signing two executive orders on immigration, letting them photograph all that. So, of course, everybody thought he was signing the executive orders that implemented the Dreamers amnesty for the parents that he had promised the night before in the speech from the East Room. But that isn't what he did. He created a couple task forces and told people to go study things. It's ridiculous.
When I look at this, it reminds me of these cases people are looking at of excessive police force, where they're looking at this and saying, wait a minute, we don't really have a prosecutor who's really interested in investigating this. You know, we've got Obama, who is essentially killing or has killed many segments of this economy, killed our legal system, is trying to kill our economy. And, of course, we got a Department of Justice prosecutor who's basically sitting on the sidelines and saying, I don't care if you use the IRS as against your political enemies. I don't care if you do this. I don't care if you do that. Basically giving him a pass. This is the entire country that's being killed with this kind of lawlessness done under color of law.
And making it look like law procedures are being used. That's that's what's so offensive about what Obama's done here. And it made me wonder, too, you know, I've also written about Vice President Biden has been to the Inter-American Bank, and he said we're going to give refugee status to the next wave of so-called unaccompanied minors coming from Central America. Well, refugee status is a term of the United Nations, and so I'm wondering if Obama's going to apply UN law and say these kids get into the United States with a real pass and a special route to citizenship because they're refugees under the UN. I mean, you know, you could even start sending airplanes down to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala at the expense of the federal government to pick these kids up as refugees to save them the indignity of coming across Mexico to illegally cross into the United States.
Oh, yeah. I think some people have suggested that. You know, that's the thing is we cannot take and care for all of the poor of the world. We can try to, in the past they have, individuals have, the government has tried to help people to get a leg up, to get started on in their own economy, but basically no country can take on everybody as Obama wants to do, unless you want to deliberately implode the economy in a Cloward and Piven strategy. And of course, that, I believe, is what is there. So he's directly attacking our economy, attacking our energy industry, going to China, negotiating this deal with them, saying that we're going to reduce our energy output by 25% over the next 11 years. But China can continue to build these dirty power plants because this is all in the name of global warming. Yet global warming doesn't seem to be a problem when the Chinese are doing it. They can continue to build their energy production for the next 16 years and then cap it. No decline for them, even after they've been building it for 16 years. So we see that he's trying to take down the economy. He's trying to take down our legal system. And, of course, the Republicans are playing ball with him, aren't they?
Well, I mean, first of all, it also means you can't believe anything Obama says. At the point I've been making from the beginning, this guy will tell you what you want to hear. He'll create an illusion that he's being illegal when behind the scenes, you know, he's got this, you know, the slippery deal going on with Jay Johnson, you know, hey, wink, wink. I mean, two organized criminals couldn't have done it better. Let's go outside and talk. We don't want to talk this deal in here. Don't let it be you that made the deal, boss. We'll let this guy down the road make the deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's all the insulation, the...
Well, you know, Dr. Corsi...
I didn't sign anything.
Yeah. Well, when I look at that, in a sense, I see a parallel to what our legislative branch has been doing for a long time with the regulatory agencies. I know Rand Paul has addressed this to some extent with a lot of reforms, because they don't want to take the heat for a lot of unpopular things. So in many cases, what they'll do is they'll create an agency, give it broad mission strokes, but not write the actual laws, and let the laws be written by these unelected bureaucrats. And then if they step over, the Congress can come in like knights on white horses and say, we're here to rescue you from this regulatory overreach. They've been putting this off to the regulatory agencies in the same way that Obama is putting this executive order off on Jay Johnson, haven't they?
Well, and there's a comparability. I mean, certainly the EPA and eliminating coal on the basis of Clean Air, Clean Water Act. I mean, that's legislating.
Yes.
And here you basically got to this is legislating. This is saying, you know, a class of people that should be deported, we're just not going to deport them. I mean, this is not prosecutorial discretion. Prosecutorial discretion to me means, you know, I'm the district attorney and I'm not going to bring this case to criminal trial because there's not good enough evidence. It doesn't mean that, hey, anybody who goes through a red light's okay with me because they don't have time to prosecute anybody.
That's right. That's right. Absolute criminal behavior. But again, as I say, I think we see this also in the case of regulatory agencies, and it's something that's been going back through several administrations. This has become an established fact. I mean, we look at this situation.
Obamacare. It's the same way. Obamacare, they passed, you know, a bill that was already humongous, and then it gets expanded in the bureaucracy, so, you know, a pile of paper 6 foot tall becomes a pile of paper 26 feet tall after the regulators get finished with it.
That's right.
IRS is the same way. Who could read the tax code anymore after you get finished with the IRS regulations?
When Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass it so we can find out what's in it, I don't think she was simply talking about what was in the regulations. I think she was talking about once they let this gigantic regulatory monster that they're going to create work at it for a while, then they're going to see what it looks like. But they're basically punting that off to them. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi, and then we'll take your calls in overdrive. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by KDArmor.com, your most affordable option for body armor. Packages starting at $195. Go now to KDArmor.com and get yours. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes and surroundings. Without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Natural and man-made nuclear radiation can find its way into our living environment. And Maser Instruments are your best line of defense. Unlike lower-cost products, Maser Instruments detects all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-rays. Most products require you manually turn them on for each use. But Maser Instruments are different.
meant. They're designed to be always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Maser instruments are laboratory grade, EMP resistant, and powered by common 9-volt batteries. Get the details at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to big.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi of WND.com, investigative reporter, as well as a senior staff writer, expert on political violence and terrorism. He uncovered the fact that, of course, Obama's executive order for amnesty was really just a head fake. He never signed anything, never filed anything. And, of course, Dr. Corsi, as you point out, Jay Johnson has put something there, but he has not followed the procedures for new regulations in terms of a guidelines to have a comment period and that sort of thing. So where are we now with this? Now that Obama's been lying to everybody, saying that he was changing the law, that he was doing an executive order for amnesty, and then there isn't any executive order. There's just an order from Jay Johnson to say that they're not going to take action against people who are here. What are the what does that say about this lawsuit that was filed by the 17 different states? Are they going to still focused on Obama? Are they going to focus on Jay Johnson and DHS? What happens with this?
Well, the lawsuit focuses on both, and it's really asking for injunctive relief. It's asking to have the U.S. District Court issue an order that just stops all this for a while to sort it out. I think that the
but then of course if they stop it, I mean what their executive order is saying is that they're not going to do anything. So I mean, can we force them to obey and enforce the law? I mean, an injunction, yes.
The injunction by stopping the implementation of Jay Johnson's memo would mean that they could not start issuing these work authorizations or give assured non-deportation status to the parents of the Dreamers for 3 years, which is what Johnson's memo said. So that all stops. They can't hire a bureaucracy. They can't begin issuing these cards. They can't open offices. They can't process anything if the court just stops it. Now, a stopping motion kind of tries to prevent any more damage to be done. You could still have defunding action by the Congress. You'd have legal action that could be criminal investigations, whether Jay Johnson had authorized the spending of money that was not authorized by Congress. That is a criminal violation under U.S. law. You know, there are various actions that could be taken, but it depends. I think the political reality is that in the lame duck Congress, you're not going to get very much settled. In other words, this is going to be a pass-the-buck experience until January. And if the 17 states did get a injunctive relief, then you couldn't get to January with the program already being implemented. It would be in abeyance. Mm-hmm. Congress would come in with Republican majorities, and I think the Tea Party and conservative voices within the Republican Party would have to steal a lot more the leadership of Boehner and McConnell when they come back and realize that, you know, they have a larger number of Republicans in both House and Senate, and they were elected because Obama's policies were repudiated. So you might get a tougher GOP Congress in January, even Boehner and McConnell are counting on.
Oh, and of course, what's going to happen, though, is that even if they can block them from doing some of these positive actions, and I know they had printed up 34 million cards to give people and so forth, yes, they can stop them from issuing that kind of thing. Still, the message that he put out there, that he was able to get out there with his head fake, is an incentive for more illegal immigration, knowing that at some point they're going to work out the details and these people are going to get to stay here with subsidies and that sort of thing.
I agree. It's a green light.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Corsi, and we're going to look forward to seeing what you uncover and seeing how this turns out. An amazing story. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to take the people who are on the line right now, try to get through as many of those calls as we can. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of Infowars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts, high-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.